Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're continuing today with the subject called Excellence in Ministry, and we're doing part three from the seven-part series, and we're doing step number two, singleness of purpose. Let us now go to James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. This is the scripture dealing with the double-minded man. From verse 5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave on the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. We see in the scripture that it's very important to be single-minded and not double-minded. If a person is double-minded, they're unstable in their decisions and what they do. God wants us to be single-minded, and normally single-minded means to be on the word of God and say and do what the word says. A single-minded man is a man that makes a quality decision and settles that forever. We go to Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25, and this is Jesus in the boat. We read from verse 22, "Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side of the lake.' And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came over the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, awoke him, and saying, 'Master, Master, we are perishing.' Then he arose, rebuked the wind and the raging water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, 'Where is your faith?' And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, 'Who is he? For he commands the wind and the waves,' and they obey him." In the scripture we've just read, we see where Jesus made a quality decision. He said, "Let us cross to the other side of the lake." He didn't change. He didn't waver. He didn't doubt it. Basically, Jesus was saying, "I'm going to the other side with you all. By faith, I believe we'll go to the other side." When the storm came up, the disciples started to waver in their faith about going to the other side. But Jesus did not waver. When he got up, he rebuked the wind and the water, and it ceased and became quiet. Jesus made a quality decision by faith. We are going to the other side no matter what happens. And this is what we need to do as ministers of the gospel, is to make a quality decision based on the word of God by faith and stand by that until God performs it completely and fully and manifests it in the natural realm. Do not hesitate to step out in your faith. What do I mean by that? Let's take an example of the healing ministry. If someone is sick and you want to lay hands upon them for healing, sometimes you'll get thoughts in your mind, if I pray for them, they may not get healed, so I won't pray for them. God wants everyone, the believers, to lay hands upon the sick and pray for healing. We make a quality decision based on the word of God and not our emotions or our feelings or our past history experiences. God wants ministers of the gospel and born-again believers to believe the word of God, to walk in faith and make a quality decision to follow what the word of God says and not what the world says. Our single purpose as ministers of the gospel is to meet the needs of other people. How do we do this? We believe by faith the word of God. We pray it and expect it to come to pass. We don't waver from doubt and unbelief. We stand in faith and say, in Jesus' name, it will come to pass. It will become a reality in the natural realm. Thank you for being with me today. I've hoped this session has been able to give you some understanding of why it's so important to be single-minded with God, with the word of God and the promises of God. The world will doubt and have unbelief, but as a believer, we go forward with the word of God. We speak the word of God by faith and expect it to come to pass, and we stand our ground until it comes to pass or becomes a reality. We do not waver through doubt and unbelief. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.